Unit 3. Buoyancy. Buoyancy is an upward force created by liquids that causes things to float. It is the reason why boats, people, even whales are able to float in the ocean. Objects with a positive buoyancy float, while those with a negative buoyancy sink to the bottom. Buoyancy depends on water displacement. Displacement in this case is the amount of water that rises when you add an object into it. The amount of water that is displaced when you add a block of wood to a pool of water will equal the same weight as the block of wood itself. However, not all objects displace the same amount of water. Some objects sink deeper, displacing more water, while others sit on top of the water more and displace less water. The amount an object sinks into water depends on that object's density. Density is a measurement of how closely an object's molecules are packed in together. Objects with a high density have tightly packed molecules, while objects with a low density have more space between their molecules. The less dense an object is, the more buoyant it will be in water. Objects that have density that is less than water will always float. It does not matter how large an object is, it only depends on its density. Even Saturn, the second largest planet in our solar system, has a density less than water, and so, theoretically, it floats in water. At the same time, a small object, like a golf ball, has a density greater than water, and so it sinks. So weight and size do not affect buoyancy, but density does. As objects sink to the bottom of water, they are still being pushed upward since the force floating the cube is equal to the weight of the displaced water. This is why dense objects tend to sink to the bottom of the water, since their weight exceeds the force of the buoyant force below them. So how do large cruise ships and warships float on the water's surface? The answer is actually very simple. Boats are curved and shaped in ways so that their interiors are filled up with air. The air, along with the boat's structure, both displaces water, and since air is less dense than water, the boat floats on the surface up to the point where it displaces water equal to its own weight.